Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Survival of the Prettiest, The Science of Beauty, by Nancy Etcoff, narrated by Donna Postel. Chapter 1. Introduction. The Nature of Beauty. Philosophers ponder it, and pornographers proffer it. Asked why people desire physical beauty, Aristotle said, "No one that is not blind could ask that question. Beauty ensnares hearts, captures minds, and stirs up emotional wildfires. From Plato to pinups, images of human beauty have catered to a limitless desire to see and imagine an ideal human form. But we live in the age of ugly beauty, when beauty is morally suspect, and ugliness has a gritty allure. Beauty is equal parts flesh and imagination. We imbue it with our dreams, saturate it with our longings. But to spin this another way, reverence for beauty is just an escape from reality. It is the perpetual adolescent in us refusing to accept a flawed world. We wave it away with a cliché, 'Beauty is in the eye of the beholder,' meaning that beauty is whatever pleases us, with the subtext that it is inexplicable. But defined this way, beauty is meaningless. As Gertrude Stein once said about her childhood home, Oakland, California, there is no there there." In 1991, Naomi Wolf set aside centuries of speculation when she said that beauty, as an objective and universal entity, does not exist. Beauty is a currency system, like the gold standard. Like any economy, it is determined by politics, and in the modern age in the West, it is the last best belief system that keeps male dominance intact. According to Wolf, the images we see around us are based on a myth. Their beauty is like the tales of Aphrodite, the Judgment of Paris, and the Apple of Discord. Made up. Beauty is a convenient fiction used by multi-billion-dollar industries that create images of beauty and peddle them as opium for the female masses. Beauty ushers women to a place where men want them, out of the power structure. Capitalism and the patriarchy define beauty for cultural consumption and plaster images of beauty everywhere to stir up envy and desire. The covetousness they inspire serves their twin goals of making money.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?